kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko dito, kasama ang mga delegasyon mula Pilipinas, si Julia Visaya. Siya ang Chief Executive Officer at isa sa mga dumalo sa Digital Health Festival. Magandang araw at welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Julian, nabanggit mo kanina na isa sa mga pinagsisikapan mo ay yung MATAP, yung Australian market, dahil matagal na kayong nagtatrabaho sa Estados Unidos.
Yes. So because of our experience in the United States, that's our traditional market, 90% of our clients are there, we are looking to Australia to open up our market and look for potential opportunities to go beyond just the North American space.
So ang kumpanya nyo ay parang tumutulong sa mga kumpanya sa Estados Unidos na ma-process o ma-streamline yung mga paperwork na tinatawag natin, particular kunyari sa aspeto ng kalusugan o health. Tinutulungan nyo sila para magkaroon sila mas malaking panahon sa kanilang mga pasyente.
Yes, so Visaya aims to be the very first Filipino-owned and Filipino-run AI frontier firm with specialization in customer experience, healthcare, and finance and accounting. So what that means is, you know, we're very proud of our Filipino heritage and the talent that we have in the Philippines. These are working professionals. So for example, in the healthcare space, we have, registered nurses, doctors, med techs, radiologists who operate in the Philippines to help providers and payers abroad. And our goal is to process the data and the information that they have so that the hospital and the providers are actually able to see more patients. And we do so through our platforms, including with AI.
So ito yung sinasabi ni DG Theopanga sa PESA na isa sa mga pinagsisikapan ninyong i-explore dito sa Australia ay yung MATAP, yung health industry, para maging mas madali at mas magkaroon ng mas maraming panahon yung mga health worker sa face-to-face sa pasyente.
Yes, that's true. So in Australia, we know that there are a shortage of 40,000 nurses that treat patients every day. So that is country, nationwide, in hospitals, clinics, even individual physician groups, they are lacking in nurses. So our goal is to do all the administrative burden that usually gets done by the nursing staff here, but do it in the Philippines. We have the credentials, we have the licenses, and we have the platforms that help them do that.
So ang mga i-empleyo ninyo sa Pilipinas ay mga professional, nagsanay sa nursing, nagsanay sa medical technology, at mga manggagamot.
Yes. So our employees are actual registered nurses. They've practiced their craft in the hospital for a minimum of 2 years. For some roles, we have a minimum of 5 years so that they actually have experience with particular illnesses. They get their specialization. But what we find is that we can provide a much more compelling living wage for them to practice their craft, because now they are helping the healthcare of other patients abroad. And then therefore, the economics is different. And this is part of my advocacy, actually, for Visaya. I am a reverse migrant. I grew up in the U.S. and wanted to move back to the Philippines to prove that our talent in the Philippines is world-class. And then, therefore, the employees that we hire have the right skill set required to really compete on the world market, right, to actually practice their healthcare. We are the number one producer of nurses in the world. 47,000 nurses graduated last year. We're also the number one exporter of U.S. registered nurses to the United States. So then therefore, it just proves that our talent is world class.
So ibig sabihin, sa pamamagitan ng Visaya, may posibilidad na manatili na lang sa bansa yung mga gumagraduate o yung mga bagong graduate.
Absolutely. And that is, again, my advocacy, to prove that we don't have to go abroad to earn a real living wage, right, and be working professionals. I think that's the reason why these nurses don't see the IT BPM space anymore as a living that's just a call center. We've gone beyond that in terms of value. They can earn 3 times, 4 times, 5 times more than what they could if they were practicing in the hospitals in the Philippines. But what that allows them then is to have the earning income power to live like kings, but do so at home, do so with their family without having to live abroad.
So anong nakikita mong potential sa Australia sa pagdalo mo sa Digital Health Festival?
So, you know, the IT BPM market, especially for healthcare specifically, is 200,000 employees already and about $6 billion worth of exports for the Philippines. But 90% of that is in the United States. We feel very strongly that that gives an opportunity for Australia to be the next market outside of North America. There's the, the English language, of course, is there. The fact that it's only a 2-hour time difference is there. But the reality is I've seen with the corporations that we've met here locally, the potential clients that are here, the openness and welcoming hands of Australian business to Philippines, is an untapped market. So we feel that there will be really great growth in Australia over the course of the next 2 to 3 years.
So, ang mga kasalukuyan yung meron ka ng negosyo sa Australia, pero hindi siya sa healthcare industry. So, ito yung binyahe mo dito.
Yes. So, currently we have some other clients in our traditional market space. So, we're also big in customer experience and in finance and accounting. So, we work with a hospitality group, as well as with a construction firm. But across the three different divisions that we work in, we feel healthcare is probably one of the most enticing for the local market.
Sa mga susunod na biyahe, ano ang nakikita mo?
So this is already the second mission, would you believe? So we had our first sensing mission in 2025 between IBPAP and HIMAP, the Healthcare Information Management Association of the Philippines. So this is already the second mission. This was way bigger in terms of actually having a Philippine-branded booth to represent and carry the flag of the Philippines in that exhibition. We're hoping to do another one in November for finance and accounting. And we will probably repeat again in 2026. The goal is to continue to grow the number of companies who are attending, as well as grow the number of companies that are targeted by our marketing so that we can do cross-border trade, right? Our goal is to introduce and make sure that there's an opportunity for our Philippine companies to make more business.
Panghuli, ano ang benepisyo nito at kahulugan nito para sa mga Pilipino sa Pilipinas?
Okay, so again, the point here is, number one, if the more clientele that we can close, through these kind of trade missions, then the more opportunity there is for those living in the three provinces where we're from, right? Visayas, located in Metro Manila in Ortigas. We also have a site in Bacolod, in Negros Occidental. We also have a site in Dumaguete, in Negros Oriental. And, you know, when business gets closed, then it creates jobs. And we're not talking about low-paying jobs here. We're talking about nurses who earn 5 times more than they could have earned inside the hospital, right? And so this is something that is a career for them, a lifetime career. When you have an IT BPM job created, the multiplier effect of that is 3 times, right? So the ecosystem to have 1,000 employees, which Visaya has today, in order to support those 1,000 employees, you have to actually have all the support groups that come into that. Diba? And then you think about all the logistics workers, all the food workers, all the healthcare workers. Because of our HMO, you know, it all comes to play and it creates a better economy for the Philippines. And, that is why I've loved my career, is to prove that the Philippines can actually be better than it is today. One step at a time, one contract at a time.
Maraming salamat, Julian Valenzuela. At hanggang sa susunod na pagbisita mo sa Australia.
Sure. Thank you very much for the welcome.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.